Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, and how are you? We got some people in the queue, so just relax, and we'll get to you. We have a great show tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're actually going to talk about some, relationships, that kind of stuff. But sometimes it's one of those situations. This is Psychic Extraordinary Man's Spiritual Roundtable Night, so join us. and get the answers to your questions, because we're going to give the answers. We got the answers, so we have no problem giving those to you. So we have a two-hour show tonight. We're going to be doing some Ranger car readings, and we're going to be chatting about whatever. Hopefully my co-host is here too, Heather Smith. Let's actually check the line and see if she is. Why not, right? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. You make it sound like
I'm here. All right, cool. I changed the format of the show. I didn't tell you that part of it.
Oh, okay.
It's now called Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Roundtable.
Oh, excellent. So I take it that me getting to walk around doing a remote and visiting with other people will fit right in perfectly then.
Oh, yeah. We love that socializing thing.
Excellent.
And we're also going to talk about Atlantis, past lives, do some relationship readings, you know, and everything here is basically just when you show up, it's going to cost you nothing unless you decide you want to do a private reading, which we do, and if you want to do that, then you can give us a call on our private line at 740-500-8863. We've got some great prices, and I think we'd be very impressed, so therefore give us a call to get impressed. Or you can contact us through the website. What is the website? www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and check out the prices. But I tell everybody else, when you sit and look at the prices on the page itself, those are just a place to start. If you have a budget, we understand budget, so therefore just give us a call and just come up with an idea that actually works for both of us. But you can't really experience those situations unless you call 740-500-8863. So, hey, Heather, how's it going down there in the freaking streets of Manitou Springs? How's the traffic? I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Well, it's quite lovely, and traffic is to a minimum. Thank God. I'm just out about visiting and I was getting ready to head home for a minute because I have this Mary Poppins bag on my shoulder, you know, and so I'm ready to let it go.
Okay.
I know.
I know we had some energy going on. You was one of them where the energy was just bouncing around. We had this moon that came up.
The
full moon, right?
Incredible. Hang on.
Okay.
I readjusted, so hang on.
Okay.
Are you there? No? Donnie?
What?
I can't. There
can you, hear
you
me?
Are. Yes. Yes. No, the moon has been, I'm worn out. To be honest with you, I can't wait to just go take a bubble bath. The last five or six days, I have been bouncing off the walls. My feet hurt. My ankles hurt. This moon has been amazing and beautiful, and I don't see her right now. She's waxing, so. No, waning. She's waning. She's going away. Yeah, I get mixed up on those two. But anyway, she's getting smaller. So, but it was beautiful.
Wow.
I did yoga in the park at 8 p.m. on Sunday night under the full moon. Doreen Virtue had organized a worldwide prayer at 8 p.m. And so during my yoga, I got to do light work. It was incredible. I had nothing else on my mind but beautiful Mother Earth. And I did have to giggle because some of those poses were quite funny, but... you know, well, the things that we do with our bodies, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, but
when
it talks about yoga and that kind of stuff, it's like one of those situations, you know, I've never heard anything bad. Even with people who go through the crazy moves and stuff like that, they always talk about the after effects and how it actually improves your
exactly.
body.
Oh, exactly. It was very grounding for a moment. For a moment, as soon as I left the park, I was bouncing off the walls again. But it did. It felt wonderful, and it's quite the workout. People don't. There's a lot of people that don't see how yoga can be such an effective workout tool, but it really can. You're slowly moving muscles and working those muscles, and that you don't normally work, right? And I mean, when you're standing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
On one foot, and you have the other foot up in the air, you know, doing circles with the ankle. It definitely works the muscles.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a joke there for a while where I said, I felt really grounded. I go, Yeah, he goes, yeah, I did a move and fell on my face. Oh, ground. Anyway. Good, so go ahead.
I'm going to run my steps to the house, and then I'm going to get back out on the street and start talking to some people. I ran into Luke, and Luke is an awesome, awesome individual. He has one of my mantras that I use. He has it tattooed on his arm. But I was telling him about the radio show and that I would love to talk to him, and he is a magnificent manifester. So I don't know if that's something that you would, but perhaps I'll let you talk to him and you can ask him some questions. And what do you think about that?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a good thing. I think it'd be great.
In the meantime.
I actually have a caller in the queue, so.
Okay.
So I was going to answer, sit there and do a reading, and maybe in the process that you could take care of your situation, and we get back to down there talking to people on the street.
Yes, yes. That's perfect.
Spring is one of those situations where you like to introduce it. Well, it's kind of amazing when I thought that some people who have a sense to be gravitated to a place they never knew existed, and they can't leave.
Oh,
well,
I know.
Yeah, like you can't really leave. You can leave. It's not like one of those Twilight Zones episodes, okay? But it's kind of a magnificent place, and the idea of person, it's like a little melting pot of its own, right?
It is. It truly is. And people are just drawn to the healing energy. So I think that's why they come and they never leave or don't want to leave, or they try to find a way to come back. So
I have actually talked to people who actually said they had to leave because they couldn't handle the energy no longer. Now, I've always had this theory about energy and people think they can't handle it. I think it's because they're not allowing the energy to actually flow. They're being resistant to it, so it has a tendency to push them out the door. What do you think?
I think so. There's a lot of people that can't handle it.
Yeah, it's like being in a creek. You've been in a creek, and we know Heather's been in a creek. Anyway. But it's like being
right,
in a creek,
so
and the water's coming out of the creek.
We have a caller in the queue.
Yes, we have a caller in the queue. But let's listen to this. I tell you, the forces that people don't realize. I had this thing too. People come to me and say, well, this guy's pushing me into something I don't want to do. I said, is he really pushing you? Because realistically, you can't push something that's not standing still. Okay? So when you start to look at the situation, resistance, realistically, you should look at yourself and the idea of why you're being so resistant to a situation. You can actually be a fantastic, awesome experience, because I'm just saying, people need to ask that question. Why are you being resistant to something? If it's not meant to happen, guess what? It don't happen. You don't have to do anything. We were talking about this the other day, too, about manifestation, where we were talking about, someone asked me a question, how do you get rid of the negativity or the negative thoughts or the negative things in your life? What you do is you focus on your want, needs, and desires and nothing else, and what will happen is the positive will cancel out the negative in favor of the life you've chosen. But you have to choose. So it's kind of crazy in the situation, because that's why I was saying before, of focusing on these other things we brought to the format and the idea of saying past lives, relationship readings, even Atlantis itself is the idea. A lot of people are resistant. We can see this in their personalities and stuff, of their abilities, what they can do, because they're fearful of them. So I thought we kind of like the idea of bringing Atlantis into the conversation is showing people who might have done something in the past, the idea of misusing power, and now they have a chance to use that power to help other people. But also in the situation of putting yourself in a really strong, if you put yourself in this kind of work, and the idea of really focusing on helping people in a loving way, and you're resistant, because I heard this today, a lady said, I'm not really ready for a relationship. I said, well, if you start doing this work, and this is what you're going to do for the rest of your life, you're going to attract somebody into your life because of the love you're giving. So it's one of those things that you have to open your own.
Oh, you know what? It is so true. Thomas and I talk about that all the time, my friend Thomas. He said, Heather, you love so deeply and so openly with everybody. Mm-hmm. He said, you just walk down the street and people smile at you because you're smiling and you're full of love and it comes to you. And unfortunately, there are so many guys in particular who misconstrue that love. And they don't know how to accept that that kind of love as just pure, unconditional, honest, open, true love. Pure love.
Yes, we're about the same thing, too. I was sort of telling you what I said here. I can walk by and say, hey, I love you. It's just one of those things that maybe I do have expectations of my own, but I can still respect where you're coming from without pushing you into a situation just because of what I want. And that's why I see a lot of the guys doing, too, because they're saying, well, she wants it. See, they're not really reading what you're actually giving. They're actually going through their own perception of what they want. That makes sense, doesn't
it? Right. Well, it's an earthly concept rather than raising up to like a Christ consciousness or that's really the ultimate way to be. We all get to be Christ conscious. And in that state of being, we all love purely without any intention, without any need for anything back from others. You know, people tell me, I love you. I love you too. I do. I genuinely love. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's times when I feel that uncomfortableness because I do pick up on other people's energy. But I feel that uncomfortableness there. And it's like, why does that have to be uncomfortable? I do love this person. Not in a sexual, romantic, marriage type way.
No, I understand completely. I just wish these people would take a step back and look at the ideal of accepting you for who you are, how much you can actually enhance their lives. Because, for example, you being my friend and the ideal of being that open about things, I've noticed my daughter's calling me more. And the ideal of relating to other people. And I've actually taken your advice and actually gone out and said hello and socialized with 10 people in the streets every day. So.
Awesome. It's quite fun, isn't it?
Well, it's one of those situations I always have done. It's the idea of getting back to the fun, I guess you would say.
Yes.
But
yes.
See,
how did you
also,
like?
I know, but it's also one of those things, right? It's, you know, what we always talk about, the idea. Why are people worrying so much about relationships when like attracts like? So therefore, in the idea of what you brought and enhanced my life, it's like a full circle. It does it for both. So therefore, it's appreciation, but we don't have to do anything except for open and express. And then everything else pretty much takes care of itself. Have you noticed that?
Being.
I have.
People just being. And the more that we just be us and our true authentic selves, the more that all of those around us will begin to see that it's okay for them. Just like the little soul in the sun. Once we accept that it's okay for us to be special, then everyone else will begin to see that it's okay for them to be special.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things, if we could simplify the whole thing, like you said, it's crucially important just to be yourself. But we've had this in the shop a couple times too. And even on the show where people are asking the question, how do you do that? All you simply have to do is accept yourself for who you are. Right this minute.
Exactly.
Who are you?
Hold on.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Well, let me go ahead and take this call, and we'll start talking to them, and then you can jump in, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. God, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride. Anyway, here we go. Okay, area code. This house is swirling. Okay, area code.
Stop swirling.
Area code 347. Area code. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And how are you?
Hi. Good night. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. What's your name?
My name is Chanel.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. Now, when we talk about New York, is it New York, or are we talking about somewhere else that you're located in New York?
New York. I love
so
New
how
York.
Is, yeah, she does live, and we hear some lovely stories.
I do.
I'm just saying, I love to go to New York, too. I've been there once, and I'm just still indecisive because it was crazy.
It is crazy. It's that vortex of energy. Oh, love it.
Yeah, it really is.
So, how can we help you tonight?
Okay, well, My ex has been reaching out to me, but I haven't been responding. We shared two children together. I wanted to know if you could pick up what he may want.
You know, the thing I keep picking up the most here is the ideal of the situation. You know what that is? It's freaking me out.
No.
Because, well, see, you're focusing on what somebody else's expectations are.
Oh.
And I can give you some insights to what that is. But right now, when I see that reflection, I keep seeing back in my mind that you need to really focus on what are your expectations and what do you want. Because if you start, well, let's put it what, you continue to put yourself in someone else's shoes, your feet will hurt. And that's not trying to be a smart ass or anything like that. I'm just saying, I don't understand why people have a tendency to think they have to take on other people's pain in order to the idea of figuring the situation out, because you're compromising yourself. What I mean by that is you're not listening to yourself, which means you should know the answer to what this person wants. And by making your own decisions to really do what you really want to do, then this person will basically, if he's on the same wavelength as you are, he'll just follow suit. So you don't have to figure it out. All you have to do is look at the situation and say, okay, I don't know what this person wants, but what do I want? Maybe let's make it simple and go, okay, what do I want? And just leave it at that way. Because I feel like with the situation here, it's almost like when I focus on this person, it's almost like trying to chisel through some iron, through an iron wall to figure out the situation. And I guess that's one of those things I'm trying to keep you from not going there, because it's not fair to you, because it takes time away from your own life. And you have a lot of things going on in your own life right now that need your full attention. Would you disagree?
No, I agree with
everything. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I said I agree with everything you said. You're right.
I'm just saying, don't get me wrong, we've all got caught up in that syndrome of trying to figure people out until we start realizing I was in the mode of actually enjoying my life, and now I got to figure out somebody else. And it's just crazy. And for a minute here, let's do one thing here for you, too. Just pull out three cards and see what we pick up on the whole thing, too, as well. So I'm going to sit there and do something I haven't done for a while, but I'm going to sit there and shuffle these cards, and I want you to tell me when to stop shuffling. Okay, can you do that?
Okay.
All right, so just tell me when to stop shuffling.
You can stop.
All right, now do you want me to, I want you to listen to your intuition and tell me, do you want to cut this deck or just leave it the way it is?
Cut the deck.
All right. All right. See, the first card comes out, and the ideal of the situation is a person who needs to take charge of their own life, and that comes up as the Emperor. So that's focusing on this other person you're talking about. And then the second card shows the ideal that what you need to do is focus on your decisions and what you should be doing, and defend. And then basically, if you have to, defend those by following through with them. It's the person, because it's like this, it's very simple looking at things, okay? We make decisions, we go forward. If we have resistance from somebody, kick them to the curb, because they're not on the same pace as we are, because they want to pull you to their side. So they're not even opening up to the ideal, even taking on any kind of consideration of what you do want, or even listening to you. All they're doing is focusing on their own lives. So it's a definite reflection back at you that you should be doing the same. I get this person might not like that, but then again, we're not here. Well, this one, I've done this before in relationship counseling. I tell people flat out, you know something? It's not your job to kiss ass. It's your idea to be strong. Because when a person starts being indecisive and starts trying to get you to conform to their way, they're having doubts that they're even right. But if they can get everybody else to go their direction, then they have a more confidence about the situation, saying, I am right, when they still have a question in the back of their head. So see, for us to stick to our own perception, even if it's being, as they perceive it, being resistant to what they think is the truth, we still have to state our own truth, which I feel like 9 out of 10 times, since this person has a sense of wishy-washy about the whole thing, we have to be right because of their wishy-washiness, okay? So we have to stick to that. I'm going to throw a fourth card out. But it was, you know, the one thing I got the most here, too, is also about the idea of, but it says, it's time for you to buckle down and get things done. Not us, but you. And the more you get more self-efficient, the more this person looks at you. And if it's meant to happen, I feel like it would also be like, you become more attractive. And he just instinctively gravitates towards you. But also it's the idea of looking at the situation and going, okay, if he doesn't, see, what's going to happen is you're still going to be self-efficient because you're honoring your commitments. But it also shows that you're tapping into your great strength that you do have within yourself. And in the process of focusing on strength, it's like the negativity. When you focus on positive things, they cancel out the negative. You don't have to do nothing but focus on positive. What it shows here, when you keep focusing on your greater strength, it cancels out those harsh judgments, and you just automatically let go of them. And it's easy to forgive. And it's like looking at the situation for what it is. Even the person themselves that you're having problems with, you start looking at them saying, they've never done anything to you. They've just always been showing you who they really are. Now it's time to take notice of the situation and just take it for that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
No. You just told me everything I need to know.
Okay. Well, I mean, Sarah, you do have a question about anything, just go right ahead. We got, you know, as long as you're here, we might as well cover all the bases, right?
Okay, well, I'm trying to, one of the things I'm trying to do, as you said, is become self-sufficient as far as me moving into my own space. Is that, do you see that happening maybe 6 months to a year from now?
Actually, I look at the situation like this. When he talks about the idea of finding the greater strength within yourself, it's the idea of realizing that the sooner you lay down the resistance, the quicker it happens. So the idea of putting yourself in a time frame, ask yourself flat out, am I putting myself in a time frame because that's what the world tells me I should be doing? Or what do I think I can actually accomplish? Because I've actually seen people turn things around in 24 hours. Heck, I got a ride from the bus stop one time in 5 minutes just by saying, God and angels, I don't want to sit here. I might sound like I'm lazy and impatient, but I just want to go home. So if you could have somebody come by and pick me up in 5 minutes, you know, a new person, an old client, old friend, whatever, I'm open for whatever happens because I want to go home. 5 minutes later, somebody, some girl I hadn't seen in a month pulls up and says, hey, Don, you need a ride? I'm like, wow. Yes, I do. And it's one of those things of looking at simple things like that and to also accomplish the big things, okay? Because realistically, with energy, there's no difference between a small thing and a big thing. It's resistance, and once you let it down, you start really accomplishing things. It's kind of funny, too, that we talk to people who read the Bible quite a bit, and they don't catch the certain things in the Bible where it talks about faith and having that strength of actually knowing that you can actually move mountains. And that's what I'm saying with the situation. When you start seeing manifestations like that happen very quickly, you start thinking about it in a different way. You start thinking about, what can I do, instead of always doing like everybody else who feeds into what they can't do. Because I feel like we're talking between 3 to 6 months, not a year. I know, it's like one of those things, too. Don't look at the world. The world is structured, and I hate to say this, but to me the world, as in human self and in the materialistic world, it's almost like it's structured for failure. So these other people can feel secure in the idea of being there to catch you and pick you up. You don't need nobody to pick you up. You don't need somebody to sit there and save you. You have all the abilities within yourself that's been granted to you by being created in the image of a God who is actually giving you those abilities to do the same thing for yourself. And once we start tapping into those powers, we can do anything we want. Except for the ladies out there, you can't make your kids disappear, okay? I'm sorry, it just doesn't work that way. But you know, you can't go poof, poof, they're gone, you know? The reason I say that, because right now, I had a lady come by yesterday with her, I think it was her niece, I think. It's either niece or cousin. Well, she's pregnant, and she wants to have a girl. Well, I didn't pick up on a girl. I picked up on a boy. And I heard later on when the lady called me back up and said, hey, this woman is really distraught because she really wants to have a girl. I said, well, that's that's kind of alarming to me, because she can't. This is not UPS. She can't send it back because she didn't get what she wanted. She has to learn one thing. Even with pregnancies, we manifest these situations just the way they're supposed to happen. And with her resistance, the way she's going right now, because she doesn't want a boy, she wants a girl, she has to take that in responsibility and realize it's happening for a reason, or something she needs to confront, which she's not doing very well right now. But it's one of those things, I hope she comes to terms with it, because I don't want her to reject this baby just because it's not the freaking sex that she wanted. Because I have a daughter who is a Gemini, and she is, I remember this conversation I had with a doctor, and the doctor came to me and said that she was going to be a boy. And I said, no, she's going to be a girl. And he's like, what makes you think that? And I'm like, I can't really explain that right now, but it's going to be a girl. And he's like, no, it's a boy. I said, really? He says, yeah, I stake my reputation on it. And I still want to go back and get his license. Anyway, because I have two daughters. I don't have boys. I have two daughters. And my daughter, now one thing I like to tell people all the time, right? I have this situation where we have to take in consideration of energy, okay? Now my daughter, when she was in school, she was tomboyish. She played sports. She even went to play football. The only reason she didn't play football because school wouldn't let her. But on the other hand, when she goes to dances and all those kind of stuff, she's the most prettiest girl. And the point of saying, don't touch me, because I have my makeup done a certain way, my dress is done a certain way, she has her colors that match the whole bit. She's definitely female. But she's also got that masculine side. Well, I've seen her play soccer, and she'll tell you flat out, you get my way, I'm not going to knock you on your ass. Okay, so with the situation, we can sit here and look at a situation with me and this doctor that we were both right. It's just that the idea of what sex she really is a girl, but the energy and the way it played itself out, she's definitely got her points where she's never looked like a boy, but she's got that energy, you know, that if she was coming around a corner and you couldn't see her, but you felt her energy, you would think she was either a guy or a boy. So you can see the situations. Like, I felt like someone needed to hear that, so that's why I told everybody. It's the ideal of don't be disappointed in what you got. It's the ideal of a situation. It can be very challenging and also be very rewarding by getting to know this child if you get to know yourself, because this child is an extension of who you are. And it always will be. You know, it's one of those things,
Donnie?
That, yeah, when you, yes.
Sorry, I just wanted to add to what you were saying because I think it's awesome. And what keeps coming up for me is gratitude. If we are in gratitude for everything in our space, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for allowing me to have a roof over my head, for allowing me to have this beautiful baby growing inside my belly, for every single thing that comes our way. If we're in gratitude, but we're still thinking about what it is that we want, those things manifest so quickly. But we have to be in absolute gratitude. That gratitude is the key to success, period, end of story.
So we look at our situation of our friend who's on the line, and we look at her and look at the situation. So therefore, we've changed her time frame probably from 3 to 6 months, where we're going to see some differences probably in the next 2 to 3 months, where she's going to start seeing things that, almost like taking blinders off and say, okay, expand the picture and exactly what you're going to accomplish. You're not going to put yourself in a situation of just being financially stable. You're going to sit there and go to the point of actually thriving and creating something on your own. And if you ever want to start your own business, this is the perfect time for you. That's why I always tell people, turn the televisions off, stop listening to the freaking government because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. And it's kind of funny how we have these economic advisors who keep telling us what we should do, when realistically we should be doing one thing, listening to ourselves and our angels and guides. Because you know what? Angels and guides and spirits and that kind of stuff have one thing working in our favor. They have no influences from human beings. Government, your neighbors, people in situations, they do. So sometimes they have an alternative motive of why they help you. I'm not saying everybody's like that, because right now, the reason I love doing this show and we love doing these things for free, because it takes the ideal of the pressure where we can just sit here and just enjoy the whole experience. Now, it doesn't mean I don't enjoy the experiences of working other avenues that I do. No, it doesn't. It says I do, but this is a very free environment where I just want people to come on here too to do the same thing, to realize that if you're coming here, you're going to get some really good advice and good information and good insights where you can actually change your life to the point of focusing on your wants, needs, and desires, not what the government, the world, and people keep telling, family for foremost. I always like to work on the idea of family can actually be your biggest downfall. So it's the idea of putting things in perspective and also realizing one thing. I consider and point things out of how we are putting ourselves in these situations, but also to say that these people are not the problem. They're actually the solutions and the answers. We just have to listen and look at the reflections they're giving back at us about ourselves. Like with your situation, you have a guy, realistically, who needs to get self-efficient too. So therefore, you could also be a beacon, you could also be an example and a reflection that will help him too to get his head out of his ass. And I hate to say it that way, but I just feel like he needs to do that. Huh?
No, that's exactly where his head is.
So I'm saying is the ideal of accomplishing your goals, focus on one thing, what's best for you and your children, and that's it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
If you ever, I'm just saying, if you want to get a private reading or anything like that, be glad to give me a call. Whatever budget, whatever you're working with, just tell me what it is. I'm sure we could come up with a win-win situation. But if you ever have any more questions, you know, we'll be back here again Thursday night. So if you got any more questions, just don't hesitate to give us a call. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a fantastic night and have a great week, okay?
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, and God, I feel exhausted already.
Well, you know, Manitou is not hopping quite as much as it has been in times past. However, it is still fairly alive tonight, so I'm headed down to the Mache Factor, which is where it's kind of like the hub of Manitou. It feels like everybody hangs out down here. So,
okay, well, give us some insights on what the Mache Factor is.
I'm on the radio, guys. Want to say hello?
Oh, yeah.
They're giggling. Donnie is our local psychic, and I'm his co-host, and so we're...
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome, so am I.
I know, huh?
Bye, guys.
Hi.
All right.
Hi, and I found Luke. All right.
Well, you found Luke.
I did.
Yeah.
You want to use that one? All right, Donnie, say hello to Luke.
Hello, Luke. Hi. What's up? How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Say one more time.
Tell us a little bit about who you are.
My name is Luke. I'm 20 years old. I'm currently unemployed. Live in the woods. I guess that's a little bit about me.
So he's enjoying life the way life used to be.
Yeah, the way people are.
Okay, I understand that point of view, but I guess the question was, we wanted to know some things about Luke, who he is, and the ideal of essence. What is your mm-hmm. Who is the essence of Luke? We understand that you're having a great time experiencing the life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the essence of me, essence of my consciousness, is the same, I believe, as in the consciousness of all other sentient beings.
Okay. Cool.
So
I guess you could gather from that whole point that Luke, where I'm just saying you need to know who you are before you can actually tune into other people. So that's a good gift.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Luke is like this.
Maybe he's all these things that most people would sit there and the world would sit there and say, if he doesn't have these things, then Luke is not really whole, when actually Luke is basically more whole now, and the idea of the lack of what he doesn't have it is in the physical world. People should take a look at the idea of finding their own essence too as well.
Right. Probably more grounded, more in tune, more in touch, and higher consciousness than most.
Oh, you're funny.
Exactly.
No, that's my experience. So, anyways, yes. Yeah, so, I'm continuing to say hello, and I don't know. Do you have any questions for Donnie, or do you have any questions for Luke?
No questions on my end yet.
I'm still in the situation of a fascination of who Luke is. You know, he has this knack for tuning into people, and maybe he could actually share with people how realistically how simple it can be.
Sure, yeah. I'd actually love to talk about that. Just one moment.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Johnny, we're going to continue walking so that we can not be in the hub of Manitou at the moment. So.
That's fine.
We'll just walk down the way a little bit so that we don't have quite so much energy around us. And anyway, so.
The solitude kind of helps me collect my thoughts and what I'm trying to say.
Did you hear?
Yes, I heard.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Here, I tell you what, I'm going to. There we go. Donnie, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, so I guess the topic was...
how do you tune in to other people?
Tuning in to other people. Well, I believe this is historical more than metaphorical or logically speaking. I'm speaking just from a concept of my cultural background, which has a lot to do with the birth of the indigo children, the indigo generation, children born with special abilities or sort of what I consider just be, logically speaking, an evolutionary process, evolutionary.
You there? Okay.
Yes. I understand completely. Go right ahead.
Okay. And the idea is that most of these children who are born with extracurricular ability have been known to be documented in different cases, but all of them share one special ability, which is the ability to read into people. It's been called, in the scientific realm, neuro-linguistic programming, or the ability to read micro-expressions. It's basically, you know, to put it simply, I feel like when I'm around people, I can almost feel their whole history and everything about them. You know, it's not particular or specific. It's just I get these almost sort of vibrations, very subtle hints at what their background is that allow me to interact with them more accurately. And like I said, most of these children were born with this ability to read into people. And I think all people to a degree have it. I just think that the rate is excelling with these more and more new generations. It could have scientific background on why it has happened this way, or it could be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that it was spiritual and that it's all incoincidental at the time period that we're coming upon with the consciousness shift and many world events causing quite a bit of havoc in the world, confusion.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that me in particular, my special ability is not the ability to read people, although I possess that as all the other indigo children or crystal children possess. But there are also some who possess the ability to sort of compose the vibes that others feed on. So instead of being the listener, you're the composer. You create micro-expressions, create energies for other people to feed on. And there are many, many people who possess this ability also, but they use it in a way that is entirely based out of their own personal desire, egocentrical. And the thing is that they don't understand necessarily, they don't understand necessarily that they have any ability at all. Deep in their heart, they might have some inkling of it. They know that they have an ability to manipulate. That's the simplest way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Many people call them manipulative people. They don't necessarily, like I said, understand that. And because of that, the most simplest thing that they do with it is they subconsciously just manifest things using it for their own personal desire. But for somebody who possesses that ability and wants to benefit other beings compassionately, a compassionate entity using who understands the ability to compose the vibes or to basically create sort of sleight of hand almost. It's just very fine-tuned. Like I said, neurolinguistic programming is the way that it's been called in the past.
Give me an example of that.
Yes, I do have an example of that. Con artists do it all the time. A teenage girl might use her looks to get what she wants. These are simple examples.
Okay.
Now, on the beneficial side, a spiritual teacher might use an illusion or sort of a directing of attention to teach a very subtle mm-hmm. lesson that can only be understood by the inception of the concept in that person. So they're basically instilling a concept in a very subtle way. The person does not know that they're being worked on subtly and, behind their eyes, this is happening. And it leads them to a conclusion that will benefit them in the future. You see, it can be used compassionately in that way. And no one will ever really point at that person and say, a good practitioner of this, no one will ever point at that person and say, oh, that person is the reason that I understand this concept. But nonetheless, they have it is their responsibility, is their consequence that it has happened. They may never receive recognition, but a compassionate entity doesn't obviously need the recognition to do this.
That's true. That's not
right.
Right. Yeah, I feel compelled to do it.
No, I understand. That's always, we had that thing where we talk about, in the shop, we have a sign where it says, are you psychic? Find out. And it's just the idea of inviting
right.
people to find out more about themselves. But it's amazing how people have a tendency to walk by and go, one lady came by today, and I've actually really worked hard on my shop, the idea of making it more inviting the people, energy. It could be like a sanctuary where you can just sit there. We don't have to get readings. You can just come in and sit down and talk and converse and share, which is what we always encourage anyway. But it's amazing how people have their fears that jump up and go, this place is creepy. And you're like, why? I have a tendency to ask the question. And I ask the person, like, why do you think it's creepy? And it's basically based on fear, but it's also based on what she's been taught, too, and the idea of saying, okay, these kind of people in these situations, this is just creepy. But realistically, at that moment, she's not really looking at what she sees. She's actually seeing it through a perception she's been taught.
Right, yeah. Almost sort of just replicating an experience. I like to use the term reality tunnel. When somebody gets stuck in a paradigm or a concept that they can't let go of, and anytime a certain experience occurs, it triggers them to return to that concept and bring that concept back into it, even though the concept may not be relevant to existence in any way.
Right. And I've seen it a lot.
That's one of the hardest things. And that's what I specialize in, like I said, is communication. Communication or the transmission of ideas on a very subtle level,
mm-hmm.
because that is where everything is lost, I think, in our entire experience. And the only reason we don't live in a utopian existence and perfect spiritual harmony is the lack of confusion and lack of communication. And that's why I study it so heavily.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, we've always sit here and said, too, in the process of relationships, when you have a lack of communication in a relationship, a lack of communication already started with the person not listening to themselves. Would you agree?
Right. Yeah, oh, absolutely, I would agree. I find it self-evident in my everyday life.
Right. So, it's kind of a crazy situation, but then again, it makes so much sense that that's why people will probably denounce it as being crazy, so they won't have to believe it.
Right, exactly, and that's the communication. People's understandings are almost dimensional, multidimensional, I would say. Some people see things almost from a two-dimensional perspective or a three-dimensional or a four-dimensional, and it's almost, I like to use the metaphor of, like, climbing a ladder. Somebody standing at ground level in the jungle can't really totally understand the nature of the planet that they live on. They live under the jungle canopy their entire lives. But if they were to climb a ladder outside of that and be able to see, the higher they climb, the better their view is. it's not. And when you're at the lowest level of that understanding, you can't necessarily understand that you kind of see it as just a slope of understanding. You just slowly slope up. It's really more exponential how understanding increases. You know what I mean? The ramifications of understandings that you come across completely change. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting off on a tangent at this point.
No, we've had a couple of those myself, so
it's okay.
Well, we have a tendency, you have a message that comes through, and it's just the idea of delivering it passionately. Most people probably think it's ranting, but you're like, when they go, it's kind of funny because we actually record these shows. It's amazing how many people go back to listen to those things, so they know there's something there. And it's the same thing as the ladder and the steps. There's always something in the back of your mind that's always prompting you to keep going. And as
right.
you do, and you, as long as you listen to yourself, you keep growing and you keep moving up. There's
Absolutely.
Other people who sit there and going, well, then there's other people who complain because the step is squeaky. They'll be there for a while. Anyway.
I guess, what I would say to any future or past or present listeners, I would say in sum that if you have an ability to manipulate people into doing something, you should study that and perfect it and then use it for compassionate reasons. But only with, I'm a Buddhist practitioner, only in Buddhism we have what's called right view or right understanding, which backs up the entire philosophy. And only with right view can someone have right action, right speech, and right thinking. It's the fundamental understanding and true belief in doing something for the compassionate benefit of all, and the understanding which makes us understand why that's pertinent, and using the manipulative ability to lead people to positive understandings.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's almost sort of an educational dilemma.
Well, we were talking about that earlier on the show, where we were talking about the idea of people are kind of focusing on how to change negative things, when all you need to do realistically is focusing on what do you want to be, or what do you want, from the point of that,
right.
You know, like you said before, focus
on positive.
I have
that problem every day.
Yeah, well, when you focus on positive, the positive just realistically, out of selective, out of selective... you select and you go, and it cancels out the negative. You don't have to do anything. I think that's like a trap where people think, well, I have to focus on the negative. No, you don't.
Yeah, it's all so much about the energy put into it. Yeah, so many in negative situations, somebody might put a lot of energy into a negative concept, and they may even be subconsciously aware of the fact that they're putting the energy into it. It may be they don't even really like the fact that they're doing it, but for whatever reason they're putting the energy into it. All that it really takes to cancel out that is to just stop putting energy into it and put the energy into the positivity. That's the only it's all about the energy that you use.
And then it'll be neutralized. In favor of what
Absolutely.
You choose. I'm talking about if you choose a path, and it's a very positive path, everything you were experiencing negatively just by making that choice, the universe will basically cancel it out in favor of the choice that you just made. So it's very simple. If we could make anything
Absolutely.
So difficult.
Absolutely. That's how karma works, and I think you make a very valid point there. I hate to bring up Buddhism again. People are always getting on me about it, but they say in Buddhism, if you say Om Mani Padme Hum, the compassion mantra, they say if you say that one time, all your karmic circumstances since beginning with time are canceled out. And the whole concept behind it, it's metaphorical, but the whole concept behind it is
right.
As soon as you stop putting the energy into the guilt, into the negative emotions that you cling to so hard, so intensely, they're gone. That's the end of it, Since beginningless
That's
time.
Because,
you may have had these deep-rooted fears and anxieties and stresses since beginningless time. All it takes is a moment of pure positivity when you can truly let go of all that they're all resolved.
But you also, the one thing with, focusing on real quickly, too, as well, is the idea whatever you put energy into makes it stronger. So, therefore, if you start focusing on, in a totally different direction, those karmic things that you thought were going to come back, they no longer have energy to come back. You basically neutralized them.
Right, absolutely.
So it's good to see that. Yeah, so they don't have energy to come back anymore.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. I was going to sit here and say we have some callers that we got to get to here, but it was really nice talking to you. And be great to have you back on again.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think you've given some people some really great insight here. So that was cool.
Yeah,
I like
that. I'd love to hear other people's insight.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, we're trying to get more people come on and that kind of stuff, too, to give us some insights
good.
Like that. So,
sure.
Good.
All right. Toodaloo.
Have a good night, Toodaloo.
Thanks.
Good.
All right.
I was just
going to
tell you. Is Heather there?
Thank you. Yes, I'm right here. I've been right here. So, anyways, I get to say this before Luke goes away. I get that Luke is a beautiful healer of Mother Earth and a teacher of mankind. So I'm in gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Ready for the next caller then.
I was going to say, that was awesome. You know, you should, that was, I don't know what to even say about that. That was very insightful. I thought it was really cool because it's the idea of helping other people do the same thing and the idea of how simple it is from a person who is taking life in a simple direction.
Yes,
that everybody else.
I get that it appears as though he is on a bit of a sabbatical, but has an interaction, you know, with people throughout the day. And I just am in awe, but it is people like Luke that I stand in honor and awe of Manitou. That's the energy that is drawn here, that it's people like Luke that are pulled here. And, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, beautiful, awesome, fun, incredible. Full of laughter and joy and happiness. And
there you go. So this, like you said before, let's go to our next caller, which is area code 404. Welcome to the show, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm
doing
well.
Great.
Hello?
No, we're here. Say hello to Heather, too, as well.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm here, too.
What's
your name?
It's T, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
From where?
Okay.
Atlanta.
Oh, awesome.
Atlanta. So how can we help you today?
I am just calling because just in like this confused state of mind that's like been going on for a couple of months now, and it's just like you know how your mind just draws a big question mark and you just like you just feel not lost, but just not understanding of things, and just wanted some clarity on something.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, you can go.
No, that's what I was saying. That's what I said. Just go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's just like a empty feeling. I can't seem to pinpoint the feeling, but it's like this vibe or energy, it comes out of nowhere, and it's just really like a down kind of energy, but I try to, you know, stay happy all the time, but it's really, it's like a I don't know kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And just want to clarify, I guess it has a lot to do with my life and where I'm going, and it's just really just mind-boggling and, like, not frustrating, but I just can't pinpoint the feeling, but it's not a good one.
Okay. So, trying to figure this out. For example, when you have these feelings, what kind of situations was you in at the time that you had these feelings?
I would say it's like sometimes I'll be like, I could be outside happy, and then I guess it's when I'm surrounded by people or something, and I feel like I really believe that what they are feeling is transferred onto me or something. Like, I just, like, I pick up their emotions or something. I don't know. It's just really, like, annoying because I really don't have, like, a reason to be down.
No, I think what's going on here is a person who has empathic abilities and you are picking up things with people, that kind of stuff, where you really need to, I guess, learn how to realize that the things you're picking up are just, a lot of people do that randomly when they have empathic abilities and they don't really know what they're actually working with, because a lot of people have a tendency to have been taught, usually with family and their upbringing and surroundings, about certain things that would be embarrassing and certain things, so we have a tendency to suppress them. So when they start acting, and our abilities are like magnets. If a magnet crosses a piece of metal, it basically zaps it. It's the same thing with our abilities. They just automatically, it doesn't matter if you know how to use them or not, they pick up on people's feelings and emotions. You know, like the idea of being clairvoyant, you'll pick up on things, visuals, and say, okay, what does that mean? Well, what you need to do in a situation when you start, when all this stuff is happening, because I think a lot of things have nothing to do with your own life. I think you're picking up on anxieties and self-doubt and that kind of stuff from the people that are around you. For some reason, I keep picking up on.
And I think it's another thing is, I think I'm ready to start dating, but when I go on dates, they're really short-lived relationships and or friendships. And for the last 3 years, I've been talking to this guy, but it's like on and off. And I've been trying to get away from him and date other people, but for some strange reason, I keep getting drawn back into him. Do you see any possible way I can start when I start talking to someone else that would be permanent?
So the first thing I pick up on is the ideal. What is your definition of dating? Because it's the ideal. This is what I've seen people do this before, okay? You get into a situation with a person, and the relationship just kicks off automatically, and they're thinking, oh, no, I don't want to do that because I want to do some dating. They don't realize they're working against themselves, because connections are connections, situations and stuff like that, they just happen, and when they happen, your job is to follow through. And the ideal, you know, listen to yourself and what you're trying to work your way against, when actually your intentions is to put that out there and then come back. So you've gotten exactly what you've already asked for. Maybe it didn't happen the way it is, because I've seen a lot of people say, well, I should be in a relationship about 3 months. Okay, they're putting time on it. When you put time on things, the universe doesn't recognize time. The universe doesn't recognize good or evil. It recognizes intention. So what you put out, you get. Okay, so therefore, and the idea of dating. The reason people have such a hard time with dating, because dating realistically is unnatural. It goes against the scheme of things. It goes against the norm, I guess you would say, because realistically when people meet and the idea of being with one person, they might call it going out on dates and that kind of stuff. It's basically what it is. It's just moments of getting to know somebody. But, you know, society has a tendency. They love titles. They just love titles. They don't realize titles have a tendency to work against you. Then next thing you know, we're actually trying to live up to the expectations of the world instead of actually doing what we really want to do. You have to take a step back and ask yourself what you really want. What's your expectation? Do you want to be in a relationship or do you want to date? Because if you're trying to do both at the same time, right? Crazy. What the hell does one buy? Was somebody showing off his loud ass truck again? Anyway.
It was just a little bike. Just a little dirt bike.
A little dirt bike?
I'm actually sitting right outside your house, and it probably echoes on the radio, whatever we're doing, whatever goes by. I didn't realize. I'm so sorry.
It didn't really echo. I could hear
okay.
It. On my left ear, which my earphone is in my right ear. I was like, are you serious? There's no one should be that loud. Anyway, I've noticed that with this town. Everybody's showing up their noisy-ass equipment. What happened to the days where I like to hear my vehicles purr? happen. Anyway.
Well, people are loud and obnoxious.
Right. I was just talking, and then and to our caller, and you said your name is T, right? Hello?
Yes.
Yes. No, what I was going to say with you was I was hoping I've helped you with your question and stuff like that. It just seemed like it comes back to the situation that you're picking up on other people's expectations of things and things you're going through, that kind of stuff. It's the idea of learning how to do one thing. You don't have to listen to other people. But in a situation where you like to get some insights to people, it's just the idea of knowing how to. It's like I call it like this. It's like having a window. Open the window, listen to them. If you don't listen to them, shut the window.
Do you think something new would start off soon?
Say it one more time.
Do you think someone new would be coming soon?
Yes, I do. I get the impression that the ideal of a person coming in your life before the end of July. But it's also the thing I figure the most is to also let go. Whatever's going to happen, by letting go, you're just going to allow it to happen so you can actually let it unfold naturally.
Okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you really have to do. You know, the world says you should go date. You should go down to save it. You know something? The one thing that irritates me the most is dating services. I actually joined a dating service for a period of time, and every person that I was interested in, every time I went to go check their profile, it was no longer available. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted me to upgrade to a higher one. I was like, no. I thought dating was supposed to be something of a discovery, not the idea how much money you can get out of me. So it's like the dating service is taking over with some people, you know, who have a tendency to take people for, you know, like, it's a different kind of form of con artistry, I guess. It's like, okay, you know, we'll take over for you so we can, you know, do the whole freaking thing. They have this site where you can join them for free. And they actually had girls who said they were interested in me. So then when I went to go check on them, and I'm saying this was on one day, there was like 8 people, and they came up as all their profiles are no longer available. I was like, I'm not joining. I'm not going to upgrade. So forget it. So I'm just saying, with you and your situation, it's the idea of walking away from what the norm, what the world says is normal. They have no clue. Because let's take a look at the situation of statistics for a minute, okay? And say, okay, the world says if you do it our way, you're only going to have a 60% chance of getting divorced. Okay? But if you do it, and if you do it the Christian way or the religious way, you have a 30-45% ratio of getting divorced. Okay, if you start really putting yourself in spirituality and the idea of connecting to your true self, it almost drops down to 0. Now, which way do you want to go?
The world is
it. I'm just saying, when you focus on spirituality, see, that's why people are so gravitated to spirituality and the spiritual way, because it makes things simple. And then you start realizing the things that you thought you had to do was just another decision in fear. Then you start focusing on, well, what do I really want to do? And then you start really having things change more positively in your life, okay?
All right.
That makes
Thank
sense?
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Well, go out there and prove it to yourself, because you're a powerful person. And basically, you can do what you want. You can. When I tell people you can do what you want, I'm not saying go rob a bank and manifest the ideal of the machinery you choose so you can break into a safe, okay? What I'm saying is realize that you have all this energy to work with and you're a powerful being. So therefore, the ideal of being very gifted, because we talked this earlier in the show, you're creating the image of a God who simply says things and speaks them into existence. And so can you. It shows you the power of words and how powerful your words are. So therefore, the only your words can be that powerful is to realize the power within yourself, the strength that you have, okay?
Okay.
And basically really focus on what you really want, need, desire, and the ideal, because relationships seems to be the focus point for you right now. So just determine what that is so you can actually be more successful in the idea of getting exactly what you want and who you want to be with, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying, the more you clarify that whole situation, the more quicker it happens. I keep getting by the end of July, but then again, you're in charge of your life, so you can change that very quickly, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. You have a great night and have a great week, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. Heather.
Yes. What? I didn't do nothing.
What do you... All I was saying was, what do you... I mean, that's my focus on the whole thing, about the whole situation, relationships. I mean, it's like people say that you should date, but then again, isn't that person who's giving you that advice going through their own perceptions of what they did, not realizing that maybe you don't want to do it that way? Or maybe you don't have to. Let's put it this way. Maybe that's not your route. That's not your path. Okay? So therefore, what can we say about the situation? Looking, I mean, I'm not saying get belligerent with people. Just say that there are some people who have a tendency to give advice without asking. And I think those are the most disrespectful people, because they're just really pounding their perception on you, saying, because that's what I think it's one thing we were talking about before. I've done this before in a situation and stuff, and go, hey, you know something? In the process of manifesting things in your life, don't tell anybody, because you don't want to deal with their negative energy or their perception. What you want to do is you want to create your life the way it is. So when someone says, get back to reality, you're looking them right in the face and say, you're right. I need to get back to creating my life again instead of listening to you. Okay, is that a mean thing to say?
No.
No, it's just a fact, right?
Well, we're each on our own journey, and no one person can tell another person you're doing this wrong. It's not... Who's to say who's doing what wrong? You know, that was something in the yoga session that we had at the park. He said, don't look at your neighbor, okay? Because they're probably doing it wrong too. and that's true. I mean, we're all here learning and playing and pretending, and it does not have to look a certain way ever, at all, ever.
Well, what if you're
marriage,
sitting there,
family, children?
Right. What if you're sitting there looking at your neighbor? What if you're sitting there looking at your neighbor who's doing it wrong and you're doing it right, and you change because you think they're doing it right? See how it works? It works against you, because you're not trusting yourself, realizing that you're getting it, but you're thinking because of peer pressure or whatever it is that you're not getting it, which is something you need to let go of. What's another perception? I guess it's one of those degrees of perception that you need to change to realize you're more right than you are wrong, because therefore you are creating your own reality. You're creating your own life. So therefore, you can actually be right every time, because it's your life.
Exactly.
So stop copying off your neighbor. You might actually change the answer that you always had right.
Do your own thing. Well, do what you know is right.
Mm-hmm.
For you, not...
That's one thing they were talking about, too, before. Is there really anything such thing as right or wrong, or is it just the idea of choosing a path to learn something that you feel you need to go down? So it kind of knocks out the right and wrong thing off the freaking scale too as well. Just choices and moments.
Exactly.
So you want to take another caller? Or you want to continue to introduce people to Manitou Springs? Like I said, I didn't want to sit there and shoo off Luke, but, you know, we have a tendency to get into these situations. I want them to see that. See, some people come to Manitou Springs, and all they want to do is weld in the freaking shirt in my freaking store going. I think he says, like, it's a shirt that says, hey, dude, I think everybody in this town's high. They don't get the idea that the punchline is we are 6,500 feet above sea level. So, therefore, yes, everybody here is high than you are.
Well, and
anyway,
they truly are, not just in the physical sense that we're 6,500, but truly everybody is high in one form or another, one form or another. It's just crazy here. But, you know, I even you, Donnie, have asked me if I've been drinking. No, no, it's just the energy. This place is just, oh, my God.
That wasn't me. That's my twin brother.
Uh-huh. But I did read my card.
I got you a question.
What?
Did you say you were downstairs in front of the building?
Yes, I am.
Well, could you do me a favor and stay there? I'm just saying stay there until the show's over with, because I want to come down and enjoy a moment with you myself. I want something out of there was something I wanted to tell you before, and I forgot to tell you because you were in and out of your store.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to answer one question for me when you come down, okay?
I will answer you any question that you want to know because I'm pretty sure I already know what it is.
I don't think you do.
Have an answer. Well, okay, no problem.
Right.
Let's get these callers. Let's get these callers down so we can actually enjoy Manitou Springs together, which is
all right. Sounds good.
Like I've always said, you're probably one of the best friendships I've ever had. So.
Aw, thank you. Aw,
you're
I'm gonna get all emotional and teary-eyed. I think I'm blushing.
Well, let's go to the next caller, which is 267
okay.
area code. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name and where are you from? Wow, silence. Area code 267. Welcome to the show and how are you? Yeah. Well, I guess they're doing really good. Very relaxed.
Well, you know, they could have it on mute like I tend to do sometimes.
Yes. If you have it on mute, please unmute and talk. If not, you know, we only have so many time on the show itself, so we're going to go into our next caller, okay?
All right.
I love this thing. All right, let's go to area code 561. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name? I'm having a great time. Anyway... Hello, area code 561. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
I think everybody's feeling rather bashful this evening.
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, let's go into area code 510. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
What's your name? Tamika. Oh, somebody actually answered the phone. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
I was freaking out there because that was like two callers in a row, but no one's answering. So either they're really comfortable and fell asleep. So what's your name?
How are you guys doing? Tamika.
Tamika, and yes, we are doing. I'm doing great. How about you, Heather?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. Are you kidding? I'm sitting outside in the lovely evening air in Manitou, watching people walk by and cars driving by. It's quite lovely. There's a little. What is that? That's an Audi. I thought it was a T-Bird at first. Never mind.
It's like tune in next week when we get to helicopter. Anyway. But So, Tamika, how can we help you tonight?
I was trying to ask a question about my marriage. Do you see it being successful or us moving in our own direction?
You know, I look at the situation. The first question I want to ask you is, what do you think? Okay. I got my perception.
Know.
I got my insight. Let me ask you a question. Why don't you know?
Because I just don't.
Okay, I want to sit here and talk about the situation we talked about before. A person asked me about a connection between a person, and she was like, does the connection still exist? And I said, when you sit down on a chair, do you ask your ass if it's still connected to the chair, or do you trust it? You're sitting, and you actually trust that chair, and you don't even think about it. That's what you're supposed to do with the idea of connections with people, is you're supposed to say, yes, it does exist, and it's like a phone line that will tell you anything and everything you need to know. But, on the other hand, if it doesn't exist, that also tells you something, too, that there is no connection. And that you should start thinking about it's like focusing on the situation going, okay, what do I feel with the situation? Can I really pick up on this person and tell how they feel? Because realistically, you should. Okay, if you don't.
No, I can't, because he's so closed up. That's why. He's closed up. It's hard to talk to him. So.
Okay, well, let's look at the situation then. And let's start thinking about Tamika and what's good for you. Right now, with the idea of lack of communication, that's not good for you. Okay, so therefore you say, what would be good for me? Forget him. Until he sits there and decides to open up and communicate with you, and tell you how he feels and what's going on and why he's so closed off, then don't worry about it.
Okay.
Because realistically, all you're going to do is worry yourself into a frenzy, because the more you try to figure him out, the more you become a therapist, and the more he's going to put you in that position of being a therapist.
Yeah.
And he will actually use it against you sometimes, where he'll look at you and go, you know something?
I've seen guys do this. It says in the book of men are from Mars and women are from Venus, men don't communicate very well. They're using that book
right.
as an excuse not to communicate. So you say you're right. And women are from Venus and we're very emotional. Get the hell out. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm serious. Just get the hell out of here. I'm being very emotional because of the lack of communication from you. If you read the book and get past chapter 13, you realize it talks about how to communicate and realize one thing, you guys will always be different. So
right.
That's not an excuse not to stay together.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse to split up. It's not an excuse at all. Excuses in this
right.
situation are not acceptable. It's the idea of looking at the
right.
truth of what one wants. And if one does not want to communicate those to you, then you only have one choice.
Right.
If you keep moving on
away.
In your own life, that's what I'm saying. If you keep moving forward in your own life, if he doesn't keep up, then what can you do?
Yeah.
You have to live your life. You can't, because I've seen a lot of people do this before, and the idea of saying, I'm waiting, not realizing you put your life on hold. You're not living anymore.
Right.
And it's going to get to the point where it's going to be stagnant. And when things get
yeah.
stagnant, they start to smell. Okay? So
right.
you start looking at the situation, it's dead. So it's like looking at people going, what other kind of stuff do you need to move on?
Yeah.
Because I get the impression right now, seriously, right now, the situation, it's not your job to figure him out. It's his job, not yours. What you need to do is look at him and ask yourself one question. So what does he reflect back at me about myself that I should do, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but here's the thing. At the same time, and this is something that I'm personally learning, just because you're in a marriage or in a relationship with another being doesn't mean that your life has to be their life or vice versa. Just because you're moving on with your stuff and you're continuing your journey and you're growing and you're moving forward doesn't mean you can't be with that person. You can still, you still share a home and a life, and you still love them, and that's okay. Let them have their little journey in their space. You don't have to. You allow them. Dwayne Dyer says that. He's like, let them go do their thing. If they need to go, I hate this part. I get such anxiety. They need to go to the bar and they need to do their thing. Fine, allow them. You know, eventually, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But the more you better yourself and you move forward in that direction, they could very well come along with that, or they will move out of your life. They'll spin out of your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So don't.
Yeah, she was right. I agree with that one too. Because when you sit here and focus on working on yourself, and you make some really positive strides in your life, those people should do the same.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
I'm saying,
now, it doesn't always
if
happen.
It continues, right,
yeah,
saying,
that's
it continues,
how I'm looking at it. It don't always go that way.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If a guy still does not get it, because realistically, if you look at the situation and reflections, right, you're both answers for each other, not the enemy. But if he's not going to sit there and learn from that, then it's going to be working against the both of you and the idea of what he's not doing for himself. Because it's not your job.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, all of a sudden I look at the idea. I've even read this in the Bible. It was the idea of both parties have to honor each other. The only way you can really honor each other is to honor yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're reflections of each other. So I guess we can look at the situation being a nonchalant disrespect because he has no respect for himself.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So me personally, I'm just saying go forward. Just do what you got to do. Live your life. The whole thing. Because realistically, when you guys came together on a good note, you were just merging and basically bringing two lives together, not filling spaces. There is no such thing as empty spaces. If there is, then that's your responsibility to fill it, to find out why you have a space, because it's not their job to fill it.
Yeah.
Two people should be coming together in some sense of the way of being whole, reflecting to each other. But he can
right.
be, I just feel like sometimes he can be dorkish. Anyway, I hate to say it that way, but that's my impression.
But he has a tendency to...
That's what I kind of feel sometimes. Like, what the heck?
He's looking for excuses not to communicate to the point where he sounds ridiculous.
Right! Thing that you tapping in. You see where I'm coming from.
But, honey, that's also a part of his journey and his learning. So allow him, love him enough to give him the space to learn whatever it is that he's got to learn right now. It's not your job to teach him any lessons. I am telling you this from my personal experience. You will end up heartbroken and without your marriage. Do not teach him his lessons.
Well, that's
allow
true, too. If he's on a journey of growth of his own, and he doesn't listen to himself, realistically, if you both go in two different directions, it's because he's not listening to himself. It still means you're going in the right direction.
Because I just don't feel like I didn't give it a fair chance. But we've been married 8 years now and been together 13. So it's like, come on, something has to give.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
I agree with Heather that you need to let him give him the space to live his own journey, and if it has a tendency to take him to a totally different direction, then that's just what it's meant to
be.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm just saying, in the process of two people making decisions, that's what you need to do. It's not the idea of making a choice and say, I'm getting out of here. It's the idea of just continue, and then if you see two people going in two different directions, realize that he's not really, you know, it's like we were saying before, nothing, yeah, it's not talking about right or wrong. It's just saying the guy is not learning from the reflection that's taking him further away from himself. But he needs to learn that he did do that, not you.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Heather?
Right.
Yeah,
it does. It makes perfect sense. And you can well, honey, even if it goes to that point where you're spinning out of each other's lives, you can still do it from a space of love. It doesn't have to be hurtful and yucky and ugly.
I don't want that.
No, you just have to that each of you are on your perfect, beautiful journey, and you're both learning. You just can't seem to do it together. But that's down the road if you finally cannot come together. Truly, just, honey, this is you. You do you in a beautiful, magnificent, beautiful, awesome way. And either he'll follow suit or he'll spin off.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. But definitely come from love and light with all of it.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to, I was sort of thinking, too, if you want to sit down and do a private session from time to time, just let me know. Like I tell our people all the time, it's the idea. Budget, whatever your budget is, let us know. We can work with anything where it's a win-win situation for everybody, but I think you could actually benefit from having a life. Actually, we have a special going on right now where you can actually get four 90-minute sessions for only $150, but that's four sessions that you can use at your leisure whenever you want to, and they're 90-minute sessions. And the idea of life coaching and that kind of stuff, life coaching realistically is to teach a person chakras and auras and your gifts. They're all connected, and the idea of helping you make better choices to see things for what they are, get past the illusion, okay? And I think that would really help you out. But we're always here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you're more than welcome to come back. And if that's more convenient for you, just come on back, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And thank you for calling tonight. It was a pleasure meeting you, and love to hear from you for more, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well, honey,
welcome.
You have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, so let's go to my caller. I'm going to go to this one here. This is a private caller, and it's 111111, but you're on the air right now. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Hey, Craig, my name is Gregory, and I desperately need relationship advice. It's a little graphic. I don't know how graphic I'm supposed to be, but I thought here in the internet it would be appropriate somehow.
Say that one more time.
I absolutely love your accent, but it is a bit challenging to understand.
Hey, sorry. So my question, I need relationship advice, and the story is a little graphic, so I would hope you could bear with me. I hope it's an appropriate place to lay my story down.
Okay.
Well, let's find out.
So, about 4 years ago, maybe five, I can't really remember, but every time my mother would come over, I thought she was the most beautiful woman ever. I mean, I've been dating, but I always had the eye on my mother, and I don't know if that's wrong or if that's just something I should see a doctor about.
Honoring your mother? She's beautiful?
Oh, of course. I mean, she's great, but the thing is, I actually really am physically attracted to my mother.
You know, they've been studying that for years and years and years. And that's the first woman that each boy falls in love with.
So is that something wrong? Should I seek help for that? I mean, I've done some things that I'm not particularly proud of, but regardless, I don't know what to do.
The only thing I can suggest is not acting on it, but truly finding a woman who would emulate your mother, that would be like her, look like her, act like her.
I did try to do that. I talked to my brother about that, and he said maybe, you know, find someone that's similar, but I tried, but I don't know, there's something there. I cannot, you know, I mean, it was to the point where I used to go to her room when she's not home, and I'd steal her panties, and I mean, it just got bad.
What I would do in a situation like this, and if you're actually on the legit, and you're actually, this is totally honest, which, you know, you're giving us this information, I would actually tell you that you really do need to get some professional help and the idea of tracing the root of why you feel like you need to do that. Because there does seem like it'd be a little bit of insecurity that, you know, your mother seems to be more stable than most of the women you've ever actually gone out with.
Well, would you recommend that I talk to her about that, or should I just probably not?
No, you know something? With a situation like this, it might sound crazy, and some people might sit here and say no because it could be embarrassing, but then again, the idea of sitting down talking about it, no matter how embarrassing it is, you both would know this, and maybe something that happened in your childhood that you would know about could be the trigger, too, as well, which could actually be neutralized.
One thing that I'm trying to point out, if you end up talking to her, and what did she submit? I don't know what I'd do there, to be honest.
Did you say she submitted to something, or she might?
That's the thing. I don't know. What if I tell her about that and she submits to what I want to do?
Then I would say that you both need to basically go and find professional help, because maybe that's the reason you're attracted to her, because maybe the attraction is mutual. So therefore, professional help would actually help. Yeah, so
I mean,
therefore,
we're probably wrong if we started some type of thing going on.
Well, honey, physically, it's really not healthy. You've got that. Oh hell, I don't even know how to explain that, but it's not. And I would be very much in tune with whoever you choose to talk to about this. Definitely a psychologist, not a therapist or anything, because you want to get into the psychology of why you're feeling the way that you're feeling and thinking the way that you're thinking, because it is not that freaking wrong, not by any means, but it's not something, you don't really want to go that direction with it. But if you can delve into why, you need to find someone who can really truly find out why that's there.
Since I was about 14, I think it was 14, I'm not exactly sure, but every time I saw her, my knees got weak, my stomach got butterflies, and I knew that was the way I was supposed to be with other girls, but it was extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not really talked to anybody except my brother, so I trust that you guys will keep this confidential. So I called from block number, as you could probably tell.
I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm just saying with the situation that you should find somebody in a neutral way that's not part of your family or friends or stuff like that who can actually give you insights on this situation too as well. And that's the route you should go with this situation. And if you say that your mom would actually be in the same mindset as you are, but coming from a woman's point of view, then I would suggest that you both need that.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to talk to her, and when he goes on next to that, I'll be sure to tell my story when I return.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesday. Well, I could probably drop by next Thursday, because probably tonight or tomorrow I might try to break the news. I mean, regardless, I'll try to call in on Thursday.
Okay, no problem.
That would be wonderful, and lots of luck, honey.
All right, thank you so much for taking my call, and I hope I can maybe have the courage to sleep with her.
Okay.
Well, let us know what happens. You have a beautiful night.
Oh, you as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week. You have a good day. All right. Okay, what I want to do right now is I want to go and tell everybody, if you want to sit down and do private sessions with me, and Heather, you're more welcome to give your information out too if you want to sit there and not talk about the idea of doing your work too as well. But I forgot, that's one thing I have to do more and often, is the idea of giving the information out so people could actually take advantage of what we do and that kind of stuff on a personal level. So if you want to get a personal reading, personal sessions, we do life coaching, relationship counseling, ancient card readings, past lives, and pretty much put them in a situation where they can actually be therapeutic in the idea of helping you find out more about yourself and situations and issues and that kind of stuff. We'd be happy for you to give us a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have some great rates. But I always tell people, if you go check out the website and you see the prices, don't let them deter you from actually following through and calling us and throwing out your own quote that you would actually like to do a reading, because we love those win-win situations, but we can't have win-win situations unless you actually give us a call. I mean, we are psychic, but we can't get you to do it. But if you want to, please do so. And actually, this month we're having a June special where you can actually get 4 90-minute sessions under relationship and life coaching and basically whatever you want to do with those 90-minute sessions. But you can actually get 4 of those. Four 90-minute sessions, which usually go at a regular price of $135 per session. Right now, you can get those right now for only $150 for 4 sessions. Like I said, for the regular price is $135 for 1 90-minute session. And we've actually gone down to $90 per 90-minute session. But if you sit here and look at the situation, getting 4 for the price of 1, that's a heck of a saving. So therefore, give us a call. And I feel like a lot of people right now in the situation of relationships, the ideal 90-minute sessions is actually to help you understand a lot of things about yourself. So there's a lot of things we put in there, detailing and that kind of stuff. And the ideal of changing one's perception is a healing in itself. So please give us a call, 740-500-8863, if you really want to take advantage of those. Go to the website, check it out. We also have a shop down Manitou Springs. It's 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. And so if you want to do a session in person, we do the 90-minute sessions there too as well for life coaching and relationship counseling, and even people who want to do some longer readings too as well. Maybe couples, relationship readings can be in-depth, and we like to cover both sides of the situation. But someone asked me this question today. When it comes to relationship counseling and relationship readings, if you're single, can you actually partake in those too? Yes, you can, because what they're actually detailed too is the ideal to have you tap into yourself and realize you do have the tools, if you know how to use them, to actually attract the person you really want, the person that you really desire to be with. So therefore, take that consideration too. Again, that number is 740-500-8863, or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or come see us at the shop at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue. It's actually called the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop, and you'll see my name above the door, Psychic X Journeyman. So check us out. Heather?
Okay. If you'd like to call and make an appointment with me, my number is 435-503-4577. And my email address is heather.love.light, L-I-G-H-T,
@gmail.com. And I do by appointment only. So do call me and make an appointment.
All right. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. It's area code 661. Welcome to the show, and hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, excellent.
What's your name?
My name's Devin.
Devin, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Where are you calling from?
Perth, Australia.
Australia.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been having this problem, and I just really, I don't know, it's just made me feel very, very anxious and very, very, as if I'm tied up, you know? I just don't know how to handle it, and I thought that a psychic would be the best.
Okay.
I want to know if you can contact my son. He died 6 years ago.
Oh, there's ways that you can do that, honey. You have a connection with him because he's your son, and he is probably with you more often than you realize.
Well, he's not. He's dead.
No, I know that. I know that. My dad died 20 years ago, and he's with me all the time. So,
Well, my son's he's buried under the ground. Like he's I don't take him with me.
Well, his spirit.
Well, that's nice. What Heather's trying to say is the idea of a person who's prompting and wanting to connect with a person who's passed over, more than likely the person is with you, and the idea of wanting to open up communication so you can actually communicate with each other, spiritual-wise.
All right. Well, you see, he was 4 years old, and he was eaten by a dingo, and he was literally in pieces. Like, we had to pick up several pieces of him from all around the outback. I was just wondering.
Okay. I'm starting to get a really bad feeling about some of these calls. Okay? So therefore, I'm going to say one thing and one thing only. Let's keep it like to the point of saying serious. I saw a little tone in the person's voice that kind of gave me the idea of is it really being authentic? Because it seemed like he was more in the situation of, because this is the second person with the same accent. Is that my suspicions? It goes further than that. It's just the idea of putting some facts together, okay? Okay, we're going to go on to the next caller, but we do have some private callers.
Wait, hold on.
Okay?
Hold on.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. That was.
I want you to take a deep breath.
That was very almost traumatic for me to experience in that moment. That's terrible. Well, a couple of these are really challenging for me. Woo. I'm glad I'm outside.
I'm just saying, the last caller seemed like a person who wanted to be very detailed about certain graphic parts. Usually, I'm just saying, I've done the show for 3 years, and we've had people come on the show, and the idea of trying to put us on the spot with some stories and that kind of stuff like that. So I'm not trying to be insensitive to the situation, but when he started getting to the details of the situation, he's emphasizing on his child and what happened to him. And I understand
okay.
the point of view, but I'm just saying, from my point of view as a psychic, there's something about the whole thing that we need to let go of. Because every time we tried to explain to him how he could connect to his son, all he wanted to do is get more graphic. I'm just saying, from a point of view of doing this for so freaking long, especially when it comes to medium work, parents
okay.
who want to connect with their kids, they don't sit there and start thinking about things, especially 6 years after the fact. If it's a true situation, then he will be connecting in a situation where there's a prompting to communicate with his son because his son is communicating with him. Okay, so he would be focused on that. Not what happens to the physical body, but he'd be focusing on the spirit itself. So that means that's where his focus would be at. So the other part, to me, from what I was picking up, didn't make any sense to me. And there are some challenging phone calls in the situations of certain things that if a person is not going to listen, because you were trying to explain to him how he could connect with his son. And he started saying things about I don't dig my son up and take him with me everywhere I go. That's a little bit weird in itself, or why would somebody even say that? Who's actually really connected to a child that he's actually missing? Okay? So, let's go on to the next caller. I'm just saying, I'm trying to tell you about it. Not trying to be insensitive, but I've had people flat out come up there and act really serious and say, I have this boyfriend his name is Will, and he lives in Bel Air. My friend Amy was on the show that night, and she's like, okay, enough with the bullshit. Because basically what she did was she described Will Smith and the Prince of Bel Air. Okay?
That's
so
funny.
Yeah, so I kind of, so I told Amy, I said, I knew what was going on. I just want to see how far they were going to take it. Okay? So let's go on to our next caller. I'm telling you right now, if the person has a British accent or an Australian accent, something's up. All right, let's go to this private caller, which is 111111.
Hello?
I love this 111.
Hello?
Make a wish. Hey, what's up? How are you? What's your name?
Is it Journeyman?
Yes. Hello?
Hey.
Yes, can you hear it?
No, I can. Sorry about that. I didn't hear you. Didn't hear you for a second there. I'm actually a first-time listener. I just about the last guy. I just wanted to let you know. Everybody, you know, kind of copes with grief a little bit differently. I don't know. Maybe he's still angry or upset at something. But actually, I have a personal story to share with you. And I guess I'd like to, you know, seek a little bit of help. Through my journey, maybe you can kind of give me some pointers. I actually just got back from Iraq. Probably the hardest time of my life.
I understand.
Just been trying to kind of cope with it and you know, everything. I was a Navy SEAL over there, and everything that we had to do, you know, my country asked of me was, you know, something that I have a hard time talking about with people. And you know, I'm glad that you give me the time to you know, really, really listen to me. And I just wanted to ask you, well, I feel like I'm stuck, and I want to move forward, and I don't know how to do that. How can I put the past behind me?
I have the most beautiful, beautiful tool for you, honey. Do you ever... Okay, being a Navy SEAL, you're rough and tough, and you can't. It's all manly, and you can't do any of that hugging tree hugging shit, right? But I want you to. Okay, if you can let go of that, I can help you move forward. But you're gonna have to let go of that. Listen, my dad was a biker, burly, you know, badass. Took a leather jacket from some kid that didn't have a bike. I get it, but it's time to shift. You did a beautiful, beautiful service, and you're a mighty warrior. And for that, I know every single person is in gratitude. But it is time to honor you and your journey. You did the work. Now it's time to step left and let go of that, okay, because you have some things that you get to get back. So if you can let go of all of that, I want you to work on meditating. If you want, you can have some candles, you can light some incense. Nobody has to know, nobody has to be around, but you can have those things. And I know some very, very wonderfully manly men who do have those things and do this, and they are awesome. But maybe take a bath. Bath is an energy conductor, okay?
Yeah.
But you're going to take all of those things you did as a Navy SEAL. You're going to put it in a bag. You're going to visualize all of this, okay? Put it in a great big black trash bag. Just every little thing that you did, every single thing. And the only thing that I can give you to, I wasn't there. I didn't experience it, so I don't know. All I have is to experience that. So,
I mean, I can. What I can tell you is that it was very rough. And you know, it's not even easy for me to just think about.
Okay.
We did numerous raids on Al Qaeda, and it was the most difficult time in my life.
I'm sure it was, honey. I'm sure it was. And I want, if you can take that time, if you need an hour, 2 hours, whatever, just take that time, and you're gonna
You're going to take each one of those memories, as ugly and horrible and nasty as they are, and you're going to put them in that black bag, okay? Pile it in there. It doesn't matter how much. It doesn't matter how big that bag gets. And then when you're done and you've taken every little memory and you've put it in there, you're going to tie it up really tight, okay? And you're going to kick it with all your might out into outer space, and you're going to see it turn into a beautiful light. And that light is going to
be love. I
want to
see the light. I want to see the light.
You can do that, Anna. You can do that. You can do that. And if you need me to, I can walk you through the process. Okay? I don't want to hear any of that stuff, because those are all of your things that you're going to put in there. Okay? And I know that you don't want to share those. You just want to get them out. Right?
In the black bag, can I put black people in there too?
I suppose if you need to put people in there, you can do that.
It's like every time
if it serves you, honey, if it serves you to move forward, you can put them in there. But now remember, this is a metaphorical bag, okay? This does not really exist. This is in your mind, and you're going to put that all of those memories. If you have memories that are negative with other people, those interactions, the way that people have treated you, the way that people have behaved and treated other people, take all of that, put it in there. Fine, put it in there. But remember, in the end, what you're going to do is tie that up.
I just want to put them all in there.
Fine. You put it in that bag and you send it up into outer space, and it's going to turn into love and light.
I want to send all the black people to outer space.
Well, honey, they're just going to turn into love and light. That's all they're going to do. It's just going to be love and light. Okay? Because
okay,
this
thanks.
Is a way
okay.
for you to let go. You just want to let go.
Okay.
Okay? Because all you were doing was being in service. That's it. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay? You were doing what you were told. And now you get to take all of that and step left.
I just feel all this anger, and I just have to just put it against the niggers. The niggers, they're at fault of this. It's the Jews and the niggers.
It is, you were just doing what you were told, and it's all good. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay, because it's done. It's done. Are you still enlisted? Honey? Johnny?
Yes.
Are we still connected?
No. No, you're not.
Okay. Well, I suppose that very interesting call tonight.
But one thing I was here to say too is the reason I have my insight from the whole thing was it's the idea of going back and forth between the queue and the chat room. The chat room is full of nothing but vulgarity and all kinds of things.
Here's the thing. We just had
I love
moment.
How you did the whole situation. Don't get me wrong. I love how you did the whole thing. It's just the idea, okay? What I'm saying to you, it's a spiritual show, but it's also a family show. When people start getting the certain things of what you told him that he needed to do, I feel like a lot of people were listening to what you were saying and the idea of how to let go of stuff and that kind of stuff. I love your approach on that whole thing.
Thank you.
Okay?
Well,
if it's
true, if he's going through that, if he's not going through that, I do hope that that has served someone.
Yes, that's okay.
I really do.
I thought that was some really great advice, and I feel like a lot of people took the advice for what it is. Okay?
Okay.
I want to go into Eric.
Do we really have to? We have 7 minutes left. Do we? I'm kind of...
Yes.
I'm so sorry now.
No worries. I didn't realize that Donnie had taken another call. I didn't want to cut anyone off. And
I'm telling everybody right now, I'm going to take the show down to when it says we're getting down to the 1 minute moment. I'm going to sit there and actually, I think I'm taking Thursday, and we're going to go overtime. But tonight we're not. I have other aspects that I got to take care of. I have a friend in need, which is you, and that's my priority right now. We've helped a lot of people tonight, so I think I have the right to do that.
All right.
Okay, area code 940. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Yes.
I'm just saying, one more crazy story. We might actually end the show sooner.
Okay, well, mine's more of a relationship problem that kind of broke me down and got me into some dark places. I dated a really good girl for about 2 years, you know.
Right.
It was really good. We were really in love. You know, I was talking to her mom about marriage, her family. And then a month goes by after this talking, and a whole different shift. And a whole shift. She just shifted her whole mood somewhere else. And she ended up breaking up with me, and I didn't take it through very well. And I got into severe starvation. I couldn't sleep. I got into drugs, and I still can't get for her today. I am still having problems, and it's a year and a half later.
So you're still having trouble letting go of her?
Yes.
And no, I'm sitting here focusing on the situation, saying, so you had a tough time letting go of her, and you still say you're having trouble letting go of her. It's the ideal, we call this a person who's having trouble with the situation, of thinking this person was your life.
But because of that, you know, it hasn't stopped me from dating. I've dated, but since that's happened, it's caused me to, I can't commit to a relationship at all. I just lack anything. I don't have that drive like I did. Mostly for the fear of I don't want to get that heartbroken again. I can't deal with that anymore.
Honey, you've got to reclaim your power.
How do I do that?
You have to love you. No, you have to love you. It doesn't matter who comes and goes. Let me tell you something. 6 months, ask Donnie. I've been working through my own heartache, okay? But it does not matter who comes and goes out of your life. You have to be in love with you. You have to love you, because if you can't love you, and it's kind of cliche anymore, nobody else, you can't love anybody else. But not only that, if you don't love you, how can anyone else love you? Okay, you have got to fall in love with the magnificent being that you are. Okay, because you have amazing things to offer this world. And you're ripping not only yourself off, but you're ripping the rest of the world off. And some other beautiful, magnificent being that may come into your life that may be 10 times better. Now remember, when I tell you these things, I am also telling myself this. Okay, because it is true for me as much as it is for you. So, you get to find you. You are, look at the opportunities that you have before you. You get to go find what you love to do. Fall in love with everything around you.
I've tried working, you know, to get my mind off of it.
Well, don't try, honey. You've got to do.
But it falls back into it. It's just it was someone that I cared about a lot, and that I put a lot of effort into, you know, actually showing this girl that I do want to be with her. I'm committing, you know, 100%. I'm not, you know, going behind your back with other women. I'm here. I went and saw her. She never came to me. I took her out. I was nice. I wasn't mean. You know, I treated her right. And then I get like a stab in the back, and she acted like she didn't care. That's probably the thing that hurt me the most, is that she acted like none of this ever happened. During the breakup, she didn't care.
You know, I believe that one thing Donnie has said to me, and he wasn't just talking about me, but about all of us who go through this, honey, it is nothing personal.
it is nothing personal. What she has done is because she's on her journey. It has nothing to do with you. You can't take it personal. She didn't stab you in the back. She didn't hurt you on purpose. Okay? She really didn't. Those things are, that is how we choose to feel. And it is the way that we feel so that we can learn something from it. Okay? And until you can move through this and shift, we keep talking about shifting tonight. Shifting seems to be very, very relevant. Anyways, don't look at it like that. Don't look at it as though she's hurt you. And how could she do this? We've all been there and done that, but you can't look at it like that. You get to look at
it.
Honey, it's a beautiful lesson for you. You have something magnificent to learn from this. And you should, okay, you shouldn't, nothing. I'm not shitting on you. Anyway, perhaps if you can, look at it in gratitude. Thank you so much for presenting this beautiful lesson for me so that I can learn and grow and become a better person and raise my vibration so that I can have a higher consciousness.
Then how do I, you know, get a better intercommitment-wise for relationships?
Well,
it's a that's one of those things of realizing that nothing's been done to you. It was an opportunity to prove to yourself that you can love another person. Just because they didn't give it back to you didn't mean you failed. You gave up conditionally.
No. Oh, and it doesn't. It also, honey, it also does not mean that you are not lovable, okay? It does not mean that you are not worthy, because you are every bit lovable and you are every bit worthy, okay? Do you
but
get
I don't,
that?
Yeah. I kind of do, in a sense.
Okay. I tell you what, are you open for a challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. I challenge you to go take a yoga class.
Yoga?
Are you open to that? Perhaps they have some free yoga classes around your area. Yes, yoga.
Yoga.
You said you tried to get a job to pick your mind up. Well, go take a yoga class.
Okay.
That will definitely take your mind
up. Yes.
Okay. Well, we got to get going, and we got to get out of here. But you're more welcome to sit here and take her advice and try to find some yoga, some other focus, and realize that there's someone out there for you. And we'll be here Thursday night at 9:30, and you're more than welcome to join us to get, you know,
yes,
just resonate with what's already been happening and come back and we'll talk about it, okay? And everybody else who's in the queue, please come back Thursday and talk to us if you didn't get on, that kind of thing. But sometimes we have other appointments we got to take care of in the situation. That's what it is tonight. But Thursday night we'll be here until every person has asked every question and gotten a reading. So therefore, join us on Thursday night, which is our long night, and we'll see what's going to go all down, okay?
Thank you so much.
And everybody, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You
I want to thank everybody
night,
who called in. Thanks for everybody for calling in. Thanks for all the callers that we had, all the things that are going on, that kind of stuff like that, and the situation going on and everything. And it's appreciative. I want everybody to have a great night. I want you to join us Thursday at 9:30. We're always here at Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you want to give us a call for private readings, please do so at 740-500-8863 or go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or you can contact Heather at 435-503-4577. And what's your website again?
I don't have a website right now. It is not up and running, but my email address
email.
Is heather.love.light@gmail.com. And please call me for an appointment.
All right. And like we always say at the end of every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love what love is given and love oneself, and you'll get along great. Have a good night, and we'll see you all later. We'll see you Thursday. Bye-bye now.
Bye.